discussion between you and the franchise, the McDonald's?
No, I have not.
So basically, it's all through them?
It's through them, yes.
So that was under the understanding that that was part of the agreement, that the McDonald's would come in as their anchor. That was my understanding when we approved this, because we gave the land almost free.
Originally, I don't know how the contract is written. I know that was a part of the presentation, that, you know, there was going to be the McDonald's. But as far as any kind of contract that required them to bring in the McDonald's as a part of developing this property, I don't think there is one.
I think it'd be great if you contact them to speak to our new manager, chief, and myself, and any of the council members that wanted to have a discussion with him, to stress to him how important this is to us.
Okay.
You know, and of course, we also have O'Reilly's. Where's O'Reilly?
Oh, O'Reilly's is in front of the AC Market there.
Right.
They have submitted their building plans as well. The site plan review has been approved. The conditional use permit has been approved. They have submitted their plans. They are also in building plan check. They need to make some corrections as well.
Okay.
So they're not too far behind these other people here. We have tried to make it so we are not holding them up. We want to make sure that all of our stuff is done, and then it's just a matter of them doing what they need to do so they can start building.
Great. Excellent. I'm really happy that that company is very prominent for them to come in. AutoZone is prominent. Very good. Now, how about there's another store on the left-hand side as you're leaving town. What is that? Are they putting all the lines out in the back and everything?
We did have some discussions with Dollar General.
Okay.
Putting in one of their stores that's pretty close to where the ambulance station is. There's a little bit of space there.
Yeah.
And the last I heard was that the Dollar General was negotiating with the property owner to purchase that piece of property to put their store, and those negotiations didn't come through because I think Dollar General felt that maybe the property owner was asking too much for his property.
Who's, oh yeah, almost.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So I think it'd be nice if we can be able to sit down with you and them and have a discussion with them as to what our concerns are,
okay,
so that they hear from us and see what we can do to entice them to come. I know that Taco Bell was also interested in coming.
I haven't heard that.
Sam told me that they contacted him, that they were interested and they were going to be.
Oh, in place of the McDonald's?
No.
Separately?
In addition.
Okay.
In addition.
There is an addition, you don't see it on the landscaping plan, but there is an additional lot there to the west.
Yes.
That they're also pursuing to find a tenant for that lot as well.
Okay. Mr. Holt, I want to thank you for bringing us up to date on this issue. It's a great concern of ours in this community. And we're going to be growing.
Yes.
There's a lot of interest in development in Orange Cove. So we're going to be doing real, real good.
This will be a major milestone for Orange Cove, and I'm really looking forward to it. And just to let you know, Self-Help, they've submitted their building plans. There's one family that's been approved to demolish their old home and build a brand new home. The building plans have been submitted. There's probably going to be a few plan checks, but I'm going to work with Self-Help and get that home up as quickly as possible.
Okay. Thank you very much. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Very good presentation. I wanted to bring up an issue that he brought up right now. A family in Orange Cove that I would say is probably the worst house in Orange Cove. That's my opinion. Her father was honored by President Obama, received a Presidential Medal of Freedom. Medal of Honor. Medal of Honor, the highest. They were on TV. Maria Arias, Pedro Cano's daughter. Okay, he came here as undocumented to America, and he became a hero for for America. And that's outstanding. And when I hear that, I go to bed. So I went to meet with her and asked her if we could build a house for her. Oh no, Mayor. There's no payment. A brand new house, no payment. Well, the last meeting that Southall came here and I said, how about Mrs. Arias, Pedro Cano's daughter? Oh no, Mayor, we're working on it, because I personally met with the director, personally said, we gotta fund this house in Orange Cove. Today I walked in the bank and she hugged me and she's all excited. I'm getting my new house and everything. I said, great, great. And I already knew. I already knew. I said, fantastic. God answered your prayers. You know, so she's so proud. She's so proud, but it's so beautiful that we honor a daughter of a hero in America. To me, and being my nationality, I take a lot of pride. You know, I take a lot of pride because those heroes don't come easy. You know, he risked his life and he did it, you know. And so I'm real happy we're going to have a ceremony. I told her to be at the bank. I said, well, we're going to have a ceremony. Oh, yeah, they're going to let me know when they want to go out there and we'll call you and we'll have a ceremony. So it'll be on the news for sure, because she has the medal that was given to her dad. Okay, we bought her a big glass cage for her to put the medal in there to show it off. You know, maybe she wants to hide it, you know, but she has other medals of that her father was a great, great soldier for this country. Okay, so good news.
Yes,
yes, yes, ma'am.
In regards to Mr. Holt, I had submitted a card to the city manager, and telling him about, we had contacted Panda Express. And they were considering maybe if they could get the perspectives of the new shopping center. And I don't know if anybody has got to them. And she's talked to me twice and she said, they haven't gotten hold of me. And I gave a card, I don't know who has it now, but I was wondering about that.
Okay.
She was my friend.
Okay.
And she said nobody's contacted her. And I felt kind of bad because,
yeah.
You know.
How long was this?
This has been like, right now, it's been almost like a month and a half, maybe almost 2 months.
Oh, okay, because we never heard of that. Mm-hmm. You know.
I gave one to Sam, and then Ralph, I think, gave a card to someone. I don't know.
Does Ralph know the individual?
No, I don't. But I did give a card to Sam and one to Jim.
Oh, you have a Jim?
I have.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
All right.
So I just was wondering, I mean, because she's asking me that she hasn't heard anything, and so I feel kind of bad. I mean,
okay.
That nobody's talking.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Too, you know, because it's a great opportunity
oh, yeah.
for us. And they were specifically looking for a location.
Okay.
That's why I recommended.
Oh, thank you.
The card, yeah, because I'm
thank
saying,
you.
Well, if there's a space there.
Yes, there is.
And if there's a possibility for a Panda to come in, that would be great because
oh, yeah.
you would be pulling traffic off
oh, yeah.
of 180, which I thought
yeah.
was a
yeah.
great idea because there's nothing on going towards up to that the King's Canyon.
Okay. Okay, we're going to have June give the card to our manager, and our manager will make contact with those folks, and
mm-hmm.
hopefully they can come to our next meeting or they can come
or,
and meet
yeah,
with us.
Or have some, give them some specifics that they could.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
would be great.
Chief can go ahead and answer, our manager can go ahead and answer any questions that they have.
Yeah, she was, well, my friend, she's the manager of this Sanger Panda Express.
Okay, beautiful.
And so she was asking me because her boss, she told
yeah.
her boss already, and she said, well, I just don't have any information.
Thank you for telling us.
Yeah, sure.
No,
yeah,
thank you, appreciate it very much. June will make sure that Chief gets it.
Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. Okay. All right, thank you, Ray, for a presentation. Now we'll go to Police Chief. Consideration discussion regarding the contract between the Orange Cove Police Department and the Kings Canyon Unified School District for substance awareness detention services. Chief?
Evening, Mayor, to the council. I'll bring for you an agreement between the Police Department and Kings Canyon Unified School District. For several years now, they've been paying us to do drug detection with our canine there. In essence, they asked for, I think last year we did about 12 of them, if I'm not mistaken, total. And they pay us each time we do a drug detection, they pay us $250 for it. And the other, since we check lockers, we check maybe sometimes backpacks and going on field trip, vehicles, et cetera, and different locations they might want checked. And so I think it's a good agreement with us. It doesn't, makes money for us for our canine program. And I think it's a good recommendation. So I make a recommendation that we approve this agreement. It would be from July the 1st of this year for a 2-year period. Be happy to answer any questions.
Any questions, Chief, on this? How many years have we been doing this?
We've been doing it about 2.5 years now.
2.5 years?
And you go out just specifically whenever they call?
Yeah, when they call. They basically want to send it about once a month. It could be, we could also ask, hey, how about if we do it on this day or whatever, but they, like when they're going to go to the seniors field trip and that kind of stuff, they specifically, or you know, some sort of field trip, they want to make sure the kids aren't taking anything with them, so they ask us to check stuff specifically on those days.
Okay, Council? Okay, we need a motion to go ahead and approve that contract with Orange PD and Kings County and Fusco District.
I go ahead and make a motion to approve it, present it.
I second.
We have a motion, a second. Any further discussion? Anybody in the audience? Okay, being none, all in favor signify by aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you, Chief.
Yes vote by Mayor Lopez, Council Members Pineda and Cervantes.
Okay, we're going to go to number 12 in this consideration, discussion regarding the purchase of cameras and equipment at the Julia A. Lopez Child Development Center. The chief has gone out and got some bids for it. We have a company that does business with the City of Orange Cove that monitor our systems. And I think that I would recommend to the City Council that we go ahead and approve. The chief can elaborate on that issue. Chief, can you elaborate on the cameras?
Well, for several years now, we've been putting cameras in different facilities in the city. Skate park, started a skate park, and I've got it now in all our public facilities, the water plant, the wastewater, and the city yard. We also talked, when they started remodeling the apartments there at Orchard Village, we got the company there to agree to put in cameras in there, and that has helped tremendously cut down crime and helping us detect or identify individuals that are doing something wrong. We are monitoring all those cameras at the police department. We're able to, not necessarily at nighttime, we're not necessarily looking 24/7, but if something happens, we're able to go back and look at the view of what was happening during the course of the evening or at time that we had some sort of incident. We are now looking to do a cameras at both child centers, but to begin with this week, I want to bring in the Julia Center. And I originally had given you a price of $17,256.70. I had also thought we were going to require some electrical work, and I had gotten a bid for $1,800 for that. However, in talking to the camera people this afternoon, he says, no, they're going to be providing the outlets to the cameras, so all we need to make sure is inside the Julia Center, we've got a place to put our server and do that to where we've got a place to connect inside there where we decide to put the server. There'll be a monitor in there, and there'll be Joel B. Deanna will be able to look at the see what's going on outside. I think this will keep our children safer. It also will be able to, they'll be able to detect if she'll be able to monitor, make sure the people, the workers are taking care of them properly. And if there's any accidents, we've got the footage of that. I think in addition, once the daycare center is closed for the evening, we'll also be monitoring the premises and we'll be able to detect any break-ins or anything of that nature. So let's say the total price is $17,256.70, and I'd make a recommendation to approve that. The next council meeting, I'll be bringing a recommendation for the Child Center of
Orange Cove Daycare Center,
and I'll present that at that time. We're looking to expand a lot of cameras in the city. I want to be able to put cameras on the intersections. Like say, a lot of times we have some sort of crime occur, and we know it's, for example, a white Suburban or a white Honda, and we want to be able to capture vehicles if they're leaving, coming in the city, and hopefully catch some of the individuals that are doing the crime in the city, shooting up people or whatever. But anyway, That is a recommendation for the Juvenile Center.
That's excellent. Now, Council, the Julia Lopez Child Development Center is owned by the City of Orange Cove, so we're going to request that the City of Orange Cove pay for those cameras. Those cameras can be for all purpose. If somebody complains about some teacher not doing properly their job, hey, we have a tape there. Anything that happens, you might have a parent disgruntled and come in and say things wrong. We can't have that. We need to respect. But respect works both ways, and I feel more confident. And especially, we've been very blessed that there's not one graffiti or nothing in our facilities. Could be that we're serving the community and they're happy with it because there's no graffiti. There's no graffiti on my daycare center over here at all, period. And we've been here 43 years, no graffiti. Why? I don't know. Maybe because they respect me and respect the children, respect the mothers, and they're not gonna mess with us. All right, but we need to make it easier for our police department. If there's something happens, we can always go to the cameras. I'm really impressed because they can read right here, see everything. The chief can see everything in our various departments. So, Council, I'm going to recommend that we go up and approve the expense for the cameras for the Julia A. Lopez Child Development Center.
I go ahead and make a motion to approve.
I second.
We have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Anybody in the audience? I ask the audience because I want you to, if you have something to say, then you feel free to say it. You know, so you say, no, well, wait a minute, I'm against that or whatever. That's why we have to, by law, give you the opportunity to voice your concern or whatever you wish to say. Okay, if there's no further discussion, all in favor signify by aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Yes vote by Mayor Lopez, Council Members Pineda and Cervantes.
Thank you very much. Now we go to public forum. If there anybody in the audience who wishes to address the City Council on items that are not already on the agenda, please come forward.
Good evening, Council. Yes, I just want to give you the update of our works at the shelter, you know me, Shelter Grove. One of the things that we have done this last couple of days, because of the three-digit, you know, heat wave that was going on, Mr. Mulholland was gracious enough to put a mister system for our dogs, so our dogs are not, we don't have to go out there manually and water them. Just turn on the knob and then just turn it off at night. The second thing that we've done out there is that we have had a wonderful retiree couple that come from Fresno that are doing, seeing our player so they could have lawn.
Yeah.
And they planted a garden of flowers.
Great.
To beautify. And it's nice because they're retired and they have nothing else to do. They're 75 years old and they come out and they provide, we all provide like a potluck and we have the kids out there and we feed them. We want to feed our kids. You know, our kids come out there from every part of the community. We provide water, drinks, food, snacks, fruit. We all get together, the adults, and we provide these things for the children. The third thing that we've done, we were collaborating with Public Works, and I've got to thank them because they're the ones that let us use the weed eater and the tools, and you know they put it in a certain spot for us, and we return them when they brought them to us. So I want to commend them. And they were having some difficulty with some feral cats. We took 17 cats to go spay and neuter. I personally took them myself, me and my colleague Shane. And so far, we only have like 6 kittens left. They're not old enough, but we're going to get the job done. Because our Boys and Girls Club built a safe haven for cats, because we don't do cats. But the Boys and Girls Club were adamant. We built a safe haven, we watched the safe haven. You take them to go get spayed and neutered. We found a vet that would do it for free. So we've been doing it for free.
Oh.
We haven't paid a penny for spay and neuter. And
for
spay and neuter
cats
is for cats and dogs.
Oh,
we actually took dogs too. We're taking advantage of any services. We did 22 visits. I've been out of school for a month. I'm a teacher, you know that. So I've been out of school for a month. I hit 22 facilities to help us. First local, everything local. Joliet, let's see, Tri-County, Sangre Citrus, Fruit Growers, McKinney's Packing, Mulholland, Roth. We've been everywhere. We went to Cragen. I'm not sure if it's Cragen. Is it AutoZone, that brand new building next to Town & Country?
No, AutoZone.
AutoZone. Well, we finally got our van that you donated to us to the shop. It took some time because the shop was very busy, and that's what we like. We like chop up. So he has our van, and that auto store is going to itemize anything that we need donated. That's one of the other things that we're working on. And I want to welcome our new brother and sister people, Miguel and Michelle Mendoza. They relocated here from Danuba, and they're our new volunteers. And I now will let you have one of the pleasure to have one of our students come into a presentation. First presentation, this is going to be what he's presenting this evening. And I'm so honored because he's one of my kids.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
My name is Martin Seha. My address is 12813 South Tacal. I'm just going to start from the beginning because I already wrote my name. Sorry. Hi, my name is Martin Seha. I'm 15 years old. Before I start my presentation, I would first like to thank the mayor and council for A, letting me speak, which is an honor, and B, for supporting Friends of Orange Cove Animal Shelter, our nonprofit organization. Thanks to not just the mayor and council, but our volunteers, organization, and schools for helping us through this journey and still are helping us now. So thank you, Mayor Victor P. Lopez, and all the council members. Not just that, but big thanks to the schools, Reedley High, Amonte Middle School, Dinuba Emperors, OC Titans, and the Boys and Girls Organization. Final thanks to the two that stood out of many volunteers that I have worked with, Dawn and Joyce. But we came today to talk to you about very important matters happening in Orange Cove, California that need to be dealt with. I've worked with my Nana. You guys may know her as Bertha Del Bosque, the Vice President at the Friends of Orange Cove Animal Shelter, also known as FOCUS. For more than 2 years, I have seen dogs come and go and clean their kennels, taking care of Parvel Pups, help fundraising, and lastly, walk dogs. I've been dedicated to the shelter for a while now. I love Orange Cove, but over the year, I've noticed simple problems that I came to talk to you guys about. Some of the problems I will talk to you guys with you guys today are code enforcement pertaining to the ordinance of leashes and the need of low-cost bait and neutering programs. Our first simple problem is code enforcement. We believe, and by we, I mean our members of FOCUS and I, that the city needs to enforce this ordinance on how dogs should be on leashes when being walked, for good reasons as well. Some of these reasons could be owners losing their dogs, which then some owners don't bother to find their dogs. This can cause death to dogs due to car incidents, starvation, dehydration, and dog attacks, dog attacking other dogs or people. We have to ask ourselves, how can we enforce this ordinance? Our thought is to first give the people a warning that they must have a secure place at home and a leash on their dog at all times when walking their dog. The second warning will have an addition of a ticket due to failure of the first warning. This is because we are trying to keep animals and people safe from harm on both sides. My next and final problem would be low-cost bait and neutering programs. One of the biggest reasons we see dogs all over the city is because owners aren't able to pay for spay and neuter, and then dogs get out and breed with other dogs on the street, which makes more and more of their offspring, again, on the streets. We need low-cost spay and neuter funded and set up by the city, ran by volunteers, so instead of people paying $150 depending on weight for spay and neutering, instead it will cost $30 with the program. Finally, I would like to tell you two things. First, a story, and then a quote that I was told earlier this year. I was told a story by my Nana that I would like to share on how I know the shelter is making a difference. A young man tried to take his own life. He was sent to our shelter to maybe help him stay preoccupied. One day he was walking his favorite dog, Midnight, and my Nana complimented him for spending hours with Midnight. His response was, "No, this dog saved my life. I live because of him." He adopted Midnight, and this dog, a stray, serves as a therapy dog. Which this then leads me for my last proposal tonight. I would like to share a quote with all of you and explain what I think it means. Coming together is the beginning. Keeping together is the process. Working together is success. To me, this means that coming here today is the beginning of us as a group to work together. With trying to accomplish our goal is keeping together. And finally, working together, and only then is our success of resolving these problems I brought to you today. I would again like to thank those who came out tonight to hear me speak, and the mayor and council members for letting me speak this evening at City Hall. Any questions?
Well, congratulations, Martin.
Thank you.
Excellent presentation. I really appreciate it. Council, any questions to Mr. Oseja? I tell you that today we met with some of your officials on the program in Orange Cove, and I never heard it before, but I heard it this morning that the chief said they're doing a better job. And one of our employees, a head employee, said, "Mayor, they're doing a better job." Okay, so we took their recommendations. They wanted us to enforce our city ordinance, leash laws.
Yes.
We decided that we're going to have a full-time employee of the city that's going to be certified in order to do his job. He'll be talking to the chief and everything, and this city council will be taking it, put on the agenda next city council meeting so that we can take the action and make the appointment of that individual. But I can assure you that if we do what you're saying, it's going to be better for everybody.
Yes.
I have a concern about dogs. I seen it with my own eyes, and I couldn't believe it when German Shepherd on 2nd Street ran after a jogger. That was jogging.
Yes.
But the guy was able to kick him off and everything, but not everybody can do that. You know, this dog went at him. And I have a lot of concern. I have concern when I go to the supermarket and the dogs are all outside. People look at me like, what are you doing? You're not doing your job. You're not doing, you don't care. I do care. And I have two dogs, and I love them. But they're both loved.
And that's the problem. We're trying to keep, again, like I said, animals and the people of Orange Cove safe from harm, both sides. Because we know that if a dog does attack a human or people, that can lead to like problems like death for the dog because he attacked it. And people as well, because we want them to be safe and not bitten. That was one of our problems that I was trying to talk to you guys about.
I think that this council, next meeting, will have everybody here so that we can take the action and tell the chief that we're going to enforce our city ordinances.
Yes.
On the leash law. And anything, any dogs that are not leashed or in safe environments, we're not going to tolerate it. Maybe what we have to do is put more teeth into the fines that were going to be, tickets that will be given out.
Yes.
You know, we will warn the community, but we will take action because we believe what you're saying is true, and we need to do that as leaders of this community. We need to protect our citizens. And we love dogs, all
yes.
of us. I don't think there's a person that doesn't, you know, but there's a place for them.
Yes.
Okay, and that's not, you know, treat them like, you know, treat them with respect too. You know, I love my dogs, you know. They're waiting for me to get them home because I always have something for them, you know, and I tell you that just this week alone, I'm going to share this with you. We have a cat.
Yes.
Well, she had a baby out of the blue. I don't know if it's a girl or a boy. And I bring him inside because the baby is crying. And I seen this cat go find him and carry him inside the house, mm-hmm. carry him from the neck. I thought he was going to eat it. No, he carried him. And then yesterday, I was there watching TV, and they were there, and the mother was playing with that kitty, playing, I mean, love. You couldn't believe it. She tickled him, and he would jump all over the place and come back at his mother. And, you know, it's unbelievable, the love that animals have for themselves. You know, I would wish that as human beings would have that kind of love for our shoulders.
Yeah.
You know, that's an example.
Thank you.
Because I was tickled to death, and I told, Felicia is one of your volunteers. Felicia lives with me. And boy, she's all excited about her cat. And I bring him in, and my sister doesn't like it. No. I bring him in, it's too hot for him. You know, but it's so beautiful, you know?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. that's what we believe if you, you know, keep animals,
yeah.
but not just that. It's like spay and neuter is also a big
yeah.
problem. It's not just keeping, because
yeah.
if we do lose dogs, yeah. the us as the organization or the community, they end up breeding with other dogs.
Oh, yeah.
And then there's more and more that
oh,
we have to worry about attacking and following other people. So that's why I try to bring up with you guys that we do need to have also a spay and neuter program.
Okay.
So
we're going to work with your staff and this council. I is willing to do everything we can to protect the animals. I think that every citizen should find a cool place for them
mm-hmm.
and make sure they have water, make sure they're fed properly. You know, we can't have them just tied up and nothing, no
yeah.
water, no food or nothing. No, take care of the dog.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
And we don't want to be mean to kill dogs. I don't
know.
That's,
you know? That's something, it's
yeah.
like, to me, in my opinion, it's kind of inhumane to kill a dog.
Yeah.
For either of no reason,
yeah.
But you know that's why us as a nonprofit organization of focus, we try to keep you guys know try to keep dogs, and
yeah.
we're a non-kill organization. So I just came up to here for you guys today to tell you that you know us as the next generation, we need to already be informed that about spay and neuter and walk and
yeah.
the ordinance and that type of stuff with the shelter. Because if without that, it may get worse. But we won't know until the next generation comes in.
Yeah. Well, we see progress, and it feels good to hear the chief say that, and one of our managers say that you guys are doing a better job.
Yeah.
And I appreciate that.
Thank you. Thanks for letting me speak today.
Thank you very much. Anybody else? Come in.
May I approach the council?
Yes, sir.
I'd like to give you a couple copies of something.
Oh, thank you.
You betcha. Not going to leave you, huh? My name is James Lee Hamilton, and I represent the new Orange Cove Buzz. Buzz This Media has been printing for the last couple of years at a great cost to another community, but we had our eyes on Orange Cove.
Thank you.
We see the potential here. And so we knew that we couldn't do much unless we actually located in the city. That you have to be amongst and between and amidst the people to be able to do anything. So we moved to 1060 C Street in Orange Cove, California. And this is our first edition out. It's a small edition, but normally what we print is about 16 to 20 pages. We look to invest a little bit of money into this community through this, and hopefully they utilize it to unite the people in a greater compact with one another, to get past some of the prejudices, if you will. And try to unite us with one heart and mind. Yes, sir.
Very good. Very good. Excellent.
We're not asking anything from the city other than perhaps to give us some opportunity to
share
information, as you know, like the July 3rd fireworks. A little bit more in there, but we got pretty much some
yeah.
of the ideas.
Well, that's great. This is a,
and we kind of thought you'd like it.
Yeah, the media is so important, you know. A lot of the great things that we're doing in this community should be noted by everybody, you know, positive things, you know. Like 4th of July celebrations, it's for everybody, it's free. We're going to have a beautiful show. We have music for 4 hours, live band. So everybody's welcome.
Yeah, we have quite a bit of more stuff online, and you can find us on Facebook. They can get on there and get a like, or actually we set a group up for communication within the community, so they can utilize that media as well.
Very
we're still
good.
Putting more of the base foundations together, but I'm hoping you'll like it. We don't. Our main focus is to try to positive motivation, get people thinking outside the box and working toward
that's great.
Within the community.
Have you talked to any of our stores in Orange Cove about advertisement?
We've actually walked with the Chamber of Commerce members and walked every business in this community. Speaking about the Chamber of Commerce first and foremost, and secondary,
yeah.
that there's a possibility to use this as a marketing venue for their businesses.
Okay. Well, let us know if we can work with you to get some advertisement for you so we can kind
yeah,
of let.
We'll spend $10,000-$12,000 before the end of the year, so
yeah,
if you want to cut us a check, my wife would be very happy.
Yeah.
This is my wife, Carrie Hamilton.
Yes.
And
I'm going to ask you who this beautiful young lady is.
Yes. We actually put in recipes and stuff, and we request that people actually submit articles and things of that,
and
on the Upbeat, of course.
That's great, great. You were taking pictures the other day.
Yes.
Yeah, that's great.
We were down there with the mural, but we were just a little bit late. We had too many appointments to get to.
How often is this going to be printed?
We're looking to do it twice a month. It's a little struggle getting it out the door. We wanted to make a July issue, and because, number one, it's relating to our compact as American people.
One of the things I noticed here is you have the phone numbers for the police department. Right? This phone number that you have here is only during the daytime.
We learned about that.
And,
after the fact, sorry.
There is the one that's got the correct number that you have. That is our dispatch number.
Yes. I learned that after it went to press.
I have a question. Where can we pick up?
Actually, about 2,000 will be hitting the street here between, tomorrow and the next day.
Okay.
So we wanted to let you know ahead of time.
Thank you. I appreciate it very much.
Thank you, Chief.
Awesome. All right.
Sorry about that.
Anybody after the audience that wish to speak? Yes, sir.
Good evening, Mayor and Council and citizens. You know, the other day I was looking at our flags that we got up on the poles out there, and it kind of bothers me to see them hung up on the poles or a tree limb. And I was thinking about how else could we do that. And I think it's more than just me to decide that. But I thought about the light poles. You know, you buy the clamps that go around the light poles and hang them from the light poles above the tree. And the rules of the flag are nighttime. We're supposed to have a light on it anyway. So if we did that, they'd be right underneath the light.
Yeah.
And then also the business banners that's on those poles. There are some businesses that are gone. Some of those banners look kind of shabby. There's some poles that don't have banners on it. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking maybe the city could do something, or somebody could do something for them to get a group together to decide what to do for new banners. Not everyone, but some of the decorators where all the light poles have a banner.
Yeah.
You got fall coming up, you got Christmas coming up, and it'll take that long to decide and get the banners here to have them up for fall and Christmas.
Okay,
so,
okay, we'll go ahead and we'll place it on the next agenda. We'll have an agenda for approval of the council.
Okay. But you look at the flags, you know, they're hung up on something there's either wood on the pole or there's a tree limb, and that looks kind of
sad. I haven't seen that. Has anybody seen
you
that?
You look at them.
Okay, I'm gonna go out.
There's more than one out there.
I'm gonna go look today.
Okay.
And see what's going on.
Okay.
And make sure that June, that we bring that to the attention of Mr. Angulo, tell him that we have some concerns about the flags.
Thank you.
Flag placement.
Thank you. Anybody else in the audience? Okay, being none, we'll go to the interim city manager's report.
Just want to say we're going to have the carnival coming in Thursday, and starting Thursday until the 3rd of July, and it'll be right across the street from the library here. And then the 3rd of July, we've got our fireworks display, and we'll have a live band starting from 7 p.m. to 11 p.m. out there. And during the fireworks, there'll be there'll be a DJ playing some sort of patriotic music during the fireworks display. It's a free show, and it's always been a real good show, and the public's invited.
Yeah, so we're going to have a beautiful show, a fireworks show. We contract the show, contract it out, and everybody's welcome. Bring your lawn chairs. There'll be a lot of food there. So please join us for the 4th of July. And come in this, and people will dance. They dance all night. When the music is good. So come and enjoy yourselves. Alrighty. Okay, we'll go to the city attorney. Oh, I'm sorry.
Is there any way to put on Blackboard? Because that's like the time of the year that the most dogs are just lost. Because people don't take for consideration that that's like the noisiest. The dogs have the best ears.
Yeah.
If they could put something on Blackboard, you know. Make sure your dogs are safe. Put them, indoors. Put them
in kennels because that's the most horrible day for dogs. Just because of what I've seen so far.
I know what you're saying because my dog died last year. Yeah, because of the scared him, and I didn't know that. Yeah, it scared the living dead out of him.
You're already having trouble with the shelter.
So, we'll go ahead and put it on the blackboard.
Thank you so much.
Oh, yeah, thank you. Okay, city attorney's report.
Nothing to report.
Okay, city council communications.
Nothing to report.
Okay.
Nothing to report.
Okay, I want to report that the Orange Cove Daycare Center had graduation. It was so beautiful. I can't believe it. Now, one thing that I'll never forget. My first day of school, I almost died. I did not want to leave my mother. I cried, and I never forgot that. Cried so much. Now I see this young 3-year-old, 4-year-old singing on the stage at graduation. You know? We already have 3 doctors that came out of my centers. 3 medical doctors. I take a lot of pride. And those kids are so intelligent. I go every day, I gotta be there, check my staff and make sure that everybody's there, because we have ratios to meet. We have so many teachers, so many aides, and cooks, and the maintenance and everything, and we run the child care centers. We get funded through the Department of Education, millions of dollars. So we're real proud because the farm workers of this community are not gonna go to the field. We open the center at 5 o'clock in the morning and close until the last parent comes to get the shot. We have meals, we have education, and we have parent involvement. We are funded through the State Department of Education. We're proud of our license. The licenses are in my name. I am the one that brought both of the centers. I'm proud of it, but I'm happy, and I'm the executive director, and I volunteer my time. I don't charge the state, not one penny. I want to do that for the children because I told God, you help me, God, and I will take care of my children, your children, and that's what I do. So I was so proud that they're singing out there. I can't believe it. These are my children and grandchildren of my friends up there singing. I couldn't believe it, and they're so proud. They're so proud, you know. So I wanted to congratulate my director. She does a fabulous job along with her staff. They did a beautiful job. Now this week we have the Julia Lopez graduating. They're going to graduate, so come in and join us and see what they do. They have a beautiful program and they have food and everything, so everybody's welcome because those are our children in this community here. Okay? So, enough for the business? Okay, being that, thank you very much.
Meeting adjourned.